Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Y'all, I'm excited about this next guest because I remember being on the All That Much Music and More tour with Nickelodeon, Nick Cannon, Keenan and Kale, I think Aaron Carter. It was so many bright young stars at that time. This is way back in 1999, so I'm going to be able to catch up with one of the stars of All That, Good Burger, and the Keenan and Kale show. You don't know which one it is, but okay, I'm going to tell you. He's checking in with us right now, Kale Mitchell. Y'all, listen, I promised the commenters that I would even stop saying the word listen because I find myself saying that word a lot. But listen, sorry. Today's episode is sure to inspire, sure to enlighten. I'm excited because we have an Emmy nominated actor, producer, comedian, author, pastor. Okay, so I'm going to take us way back. We'll know this name from a lot of things. All That, Keenan and Kel. Well, he is the latter of what I just said. Y'all, please welcome, and he's checking in, Kel Mitchell.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
What is going on?
I'm good, doing good.
You look awesome. You look like God has been kind. God has been good.
Amen. Amen. You too.
Come on. He's been awesome. And I love when we can connect not only on entertainment backgrounds, but we're kind of from the same area.
Mm-hmm.
You are from Chicago, Illinois, and I am from Rockford, Illinois.
Hey.
Born and raised.
Come on.
It's about 60 miles west of you. I know my brother still lives in the city of Chicago proper. You're not there right now, though, are
no,
you?
No, no, but I got family out there, you know, south side of Chicago all day. Come on.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I was just talking to someone on your team, how they're in New York and it's a blizzard. And so I don't miss the Chicago weather.
Oh, yeah.
At all.
They just sent me some pics earlier, my sisters. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the snow is up high. It's like.
I'm so good. I know my mom is still in that area and
yeah.
I'm like, mom, I can help get you a snowblower and or get some people to come plow your driveway, but I ain't coming back. You'll see me in the spring.
Right. Facts.
You hear me? You've been working a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, his resume is like one of the scrolls from like the Bible days, just long, just never ending. And that's great, by the way.
Thank you.
That is really good because we know of young people who start out very young.
Yeah.
And when they get into their adulthood, they don't know how to pivot and transition into keeping that career going. And you have, y'all, he's done some of everything. You hear me? Some of everything. You've kind of transitioned. You've made a pivot from all that we know you to be to what I think is truly destiny fulfilled, and it is the work of ministry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's like, how?
I understand.
Yeah.
Because You just weren't an entertainer. You were just a Christian who happens to be an actor. Yes. Christian who happens to be an author. The latter is not all of who you are. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like when athletes, we know them for holding that ball. And so that their identity gets caught up in the ball that they carry. Yeah. And they don't know how to transition or pivot. And it's like society, family, they don't let you let that identity go. And so just give us that journey and making that pivot.
Okay, so I like how you put that together. It was true. Because people know the characters that you play, you know, and they enjoy that. They love that. And a shout out to that. I love that. But the thing about it is that I wanted people to see Kel Mitchell. You know what I mean? You know, yeah, Kel Kimball, Keenan Kel, Good Burger, all that stuff. But then when you start looking for me, you start seeing that I'm very transparent to the point where I want you to see the God in me and why I was able to do those things that I was able to do, because the talents that he's given me and because of him keeping me strong through the things that I was going through behind the scenes, you know? And so that is what's so deep about it. Yeah, for me, I went through a time where I was going through a lot of ups and downs, and God was with me in those ups and downs. You know what I mean? And he was there at every moment. And the thing about it is that I could not continue doing this, being in the entertainment business or just going throughout life without him. That was very important to me. And how it started was, I remember around like 2005, early 2000s, I did a prayer. And I was just like, yo, I want you to take away everything that is not of you, God. Right. And I wasn't grown spiritually the way I am now. You know what I mean? So this was just a prayer I was throwing out there, and it worked. I mean, at that point, all kind of stuff started coming up. I started finding out things that were in secret, that people were doing things, and then habits that he was showing me that I was doing. And he was like, yo, you need to cut all that out and just clear the pathway. Right. So that started to happen, and I was just walking on the right path, right? But then I started to fall back into those same ways, same thoughts, same ways. And the Lord was like, no, if you want me to take you to where I want to take you, you're going to have to let go of some things, and you're going to have to change your life around. You can't take these people. You can't take that same mindset to where I want to take you.
Yeah. As they say, old wine into new wine skins. You can't do it.
There you go. There you go. And it wasn't a thing where it was a journey. It was a long journey. Just like how you talk about my resume being long, the journey of my spiritual growth was a long journey as well. You know?
Yes. And yes. Yeah.
And it was really finding that, that peace, finding that joy, having the mindset of God and not the mindset of Kel. Because the mindset of Kel had a lot of anxiety, a lot of revenge, a lot of like, you know what I mean? But then to respond in love and kindness and to keep going and having the endurance to keep going, I had to look through his eyes. And he really, really worked on me to change that around. And so people had always spoke about it where it's like, yo, Kel, you should preach. You should preach. You should be a preacher. And
when? What year?
Right. Okay. So this happened around, I want to say 2008. Okay. What was going on was that I was living single lifestyle. I had been through a divorce. So now I was living my single lifestyle. So like 2006, 2007, 2008, and in that time period, it was like, yo, you need to find yourself, because I was in and out of different relationships and things like that. And then it was like, yo, I just need to work on me. You know what I mean? I need to work on Kel. And so I did that. And I remember I was in an apartment where I had like Bible scriptures everywhere. And I had an evangelist that I was speaking to every night. Right. And this evangelist, Ruth Brown, she's in heaven now, but Ruth Brown, beautiful, beautiful woman, right? And she said, look, Kel, you know what we're going to do? Every time you come home at night, we're going to pray in the morning and we're going to pray at night. And I said, okay. So I said, once you call me on the phone, because she lived out in Oakland. And so she's like, call you in the morning and night. I was like, all right. And so no matter what was going on, she would call me like clockwork. And we would just talk And she would pray over me, praying in tongues. And we would pray in tongues together and praying over each other, right? She would pray over me and pull stuff off of me. You know what I mean? And it was really, really deep. Now, in this time period when this was going on, my mindset started to change. Like at first I was coming from the club. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, yeah, we're going to do this prayer.
Well, I was going to say, wait. But that's the key to transformation is when you can call somebody who not only is like, I would say she was your, like a prayer partner, but an accountability.
Yeah.
So there can't be any real transformation if you don't keep it real with the person that God has brought in your life. So you were able to say, okay, I'm coming home from the club. That first prayer was, God, thank you for keeping me safe. So you were able to say, all right, Evangelist Brown, I just came home from the club.
Yeah.
Pray.
Yeah. And she knew, like she knew me, right? So she would know, like, okay, I know you come from the club. I already know what's going on. And I was just like, yeah. And I mean, what started to happen spiritually, right? Because in praying within in the spirit and singing in song and just giving God the glory, like every day. And I was going through a lot around this time too. And it was like, really, like, I was like, I need to get closer to God. And he was working on me. You know what I mean? Really working on me and working on my decisions. And when my mindset started to change, it was things I started to let go of. So I started to let go of drinking. I started to let go of smoking. I started to let go of all of these different things in my life. And when I started to let go of those habits, that's what I was talking about, the habits before, that were clouding my mind. Because the thing that we do is that when we have anxiety or regret or things in our lives that's going on, and this mind keeps everything, right? And so we have to renew our mind daily. Right?
That's
so
right.
The crazy thing about it was that as I was going through everything, it was kind of like, okay, let me delete. Let me delete this mindset. And within doing that, it was very hard. But then all of a sudden, it started to become, I won't say easier, but it started to become consistent, because I wanted to be consistent in my lifestyle of making God in the forefront of my lifestyle. So that meant in everything that I was doing. And so now I had his purpose through his eyes, right? That he wanted for me. And what I started doing, I started looking into other people and I started to have empathy for others and not just being so selfish within myself, right? So I started working within the community of Los Angeles. I started doing things in the community. And it was a time where I didn't have a car and God said, yo, you just have meetings close by, you know, where you're at. And then I was like, okay, all right, I'll do that. People don't know. I walk out and like, I parked around the corner. And then it was things where he said, I want you to go speak to the youth. And I want you to go speak to the kids in the juvie home. And I want you to go speak and tell your story from Chicago to here and tell your stories. But Lord, I need somebody to talk to me. Yeah, but I want you to go talk to them about what you're doing now. Mm-hmm. Even though you're, because a lot of times we want to go, well, I want to wait till it's 100% and I'm this way before I go speak to some. No. Go tell your truth and tell them how you're really feeling and what you're going through and how you renew your mind, David. So sorry for doing it.
That's so true.
Yeah.
We will wait. There's this saying where if you wait until conditions are perfect for you to walk in your purpose, you'll never move.
Thanks.
Well, God, I want to wait until I have money. God, I want to wait till I have a car. God, let me wait till I get my degree because then I'll feel like I'll have a well of information. God, let me wait until I'm married. Let me wait. It's always trying to, you know, and it's like, if God tells you to move, then move right then and there. He wouldn't have told you to move right then and there if he didn't feel that he had already put everything in you that you needed at that time.
Yes.
For you to go ahead on and move.
Yeah.
I want to go back to something you said. You said you prayed this prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, thank you for sharing all of what you just shared up until this point.
Yeah.
You said something, this prayer that you prayed.
Yeah.
Because it's like, God be listening.
Yeah.
God, take everything away. Everything not like you. Take it away. Even if that means my girlfriend, my boyfriend, my friends. And he'd be like, word?
Mm-hmm. Watch this.
Yanking. He gets to yanking.
Yeah.
What was your reaction? Mm. Because there's a song, Travis Greene on one of his albums, and it says, take everything. Mm-hmm. I don't want it. I don't need it. I just want you,
Lord. Yeah.
Now, depending where I am in my flesh, I skip that. Taking away can sometimes feel so painful, because sometimes you'll feel like he'll take something away that you thought you couldn't live without.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when he started, he was like, well, you prayed this prayer, and I'm so glad you did, Kel. Yeah. God is saying, I'm so glad you prayed this prayer. Yeah. But did you have moments where you were like, God, I was just playing. I didn't mean for you to take this.
Yeah. Here's the thing about it is that when it started to happen, it was a frustration. It was hard. But then I was so to the point where I need you, Lord. I want to be obedient to you. Because a year before that prayer, I was ready to take myself out of here. So for me to think in that way, in that concept, it was like, I want to live. And so the thing about it is that I'm going to trust you, because I grew up in the church in Chicago and my grandfather was a pastor. So I knew God at that time. But it's the difference between knowing and having a relationship with God. And that was my issue, you know. And I remember every time I would go back home to Chicago, my parents used to do this thing at the church where they would go, the prodigal son is here. They used to. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And it would be like the embarrassment, like, yo. And they would say,
prodigal son, because you were in the entertainment business, or because did they realize, like, you can be a person in the entertainment business but still have a great relationship with God? Yeah. Or was this before your transformation?
Well, no, they understood that. This was definitely before the transformation, right? And they understood entertainment because my mom was my manager at one point.
Oh, okay.
So they got it. It was just that I was going through so much and they knew too, right? And it's because they knew the things that I was going through and my ups and downs and the things I was dealing with. And it was like the prodigal son, a prodigal son. And at first, I was upset about it, right? At first, you know, as I was going through those things. But then I looked back at it at the, you know, the point I am now, and I'm thankful for it. Now, the reason I'm thankful for that being said, because it wasn't in a way of teasing, you know what I mean? And it was in a way of saying it, my prodigal son is here. Come on up and talk to the kids, come up, say hi. Right. Mm-hmm. And my flesh was taking that in the wrong way. But then later when I started to change my mindset, and when you were talking about the pulling, it's almost like a butterfly. Right. At first, they're not a butterfly. It's things that needs to get pulled off. They get in that cocoon and it's things they got to let go of. And then now you can fully, you know, it's like seeing a rainbow in a storm, that type of thing. So it was kind of like, okay, I get what they're saying. I had to go through some things for me to really open up my eyes and really get back to God, because I was definitely in church. I was in church. I was riding with God all my child life. But then there was a point where it was like I was mad at everybody, mad at everything. And it was deep too, though. When I got to the point where people were saying preaching, it was a thing where I met my beautiful wife through this process.
Asia,
yeah.
Asia,
yeah,
okay.
I met Asia. Asia says hi too.
Hello, Asia.
Yeah, we watched your reality show, and my wife is like, "Yeah, she's my friend in my head." Like,
Lord Jesus, don't even bring that up, Lord Jesus.
But the thing about it is that we follow your career as well, and you know, yeah. So she says hi, and
hello.
And what's so deep about it is that I look at my past and I look at the things that went on, right? And I think of all the things that I let go of, and then I start to go, "There's no regret." And then there's no, like, I wish I could go back in time and do a do-over. No, all those things that happened in my life made me the man I am today and made me who I could be for my wife as well. And yeah, that's just a beautiful thing. And I know we did stuff in Carson, California, as far as like we opened up community dance competition for kids out here in California. And my pastor came there and he saw us praying in the beginning of every show that we did for the kids in the community. And he saw that and he was just like, man, he just kept watching me and observing me and my wife. And I remember he talked to me one time and he said the Lord had told him that he wanted me to, that I should be preaching, right? And I said, I said, no, you didn't. He didn't tell me that.
Right.
I don't know where you heard that from. He didn't tell me that. But He did. He told him that. And I said, well, I'm going to take my time and pray. I'm going to take my time and like really get into the word of God and have him let me know. And within every time I was praying, I was meditating, the word just kept speaking to me about going out and speaking the gospel. Songs were talking about that. And all my life, even in Chicago, a kid, you know, they were telling me that when I was a little kid. So it got to the point where the Lord started to speak to me so clearly about it. And I said, okay. But one thing he did tell me, he was like, I don't want you to leave the entertainment business. I want you to also continue to minister as you're doing it.
That's so good.
And when I say minister, it's deep because when I was working within the church, so I was doing helps ministry, anything that needed to be done. I was a stage manager in the church. I pick up garbage in the church.
Now, is this at Spirit
Food? Yeah, this is a Spirit Food.
Where you became? Oh, yeah. Okay.
And the reason why I found Spirit Food, because in my time of finding, you know, getting back spiritually with God, and my wife was too, because, you know, we were doing the dating process. Beautiful. And we were celibate through it all too. Because we said, you know, yeah, let's do that until we get married. Mm-hmm. And let's make that happen. And working in the church. And so when it got out, like in 2019, that I was a youth pastor at this church, people that really knew me knew that I had been in the church. You know, when I was on shows, I was in church. Mm-hmm. And I was at Spirit Food Christian Center, but the world didn't know that. So it got to a point where it's like, oh, he's going to be doing Good Burger weddings and he's going to be doing... like I was doing it as a gimmick, and it's like, no,
this is for real. This ain't no sketch. Nah, this is a real calling.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Well, ladies and gentlemen that are listening, yeah. He did answer the call, and he's a youth pastor at Spirit Food Church in Winnetka.
Yep, Winnetka, California.
California. Where is that in proximity to
Winnetka, LA? California. That's close. You know where Calabasas is? Like close over there, yes. In Woodland Hills. Mm-hmm. It's like right in the middle.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. This is awesome. Yeah. You have a book called Blessed, yes. Mode. 90 Days to Level Up Your Faith. And it was number one bestseller in youth Christian ministry. Yeah. And it was a number one new release. I'm so happy because when I looked at the book and I saw the stamp of Thomas Nelson, I said, oh my gosh, we're both Thomas Nelson authors.
Hey, shout out to Thomas Nelson.
Yes. So you talked about 90 Days to Leveling Up Your Faith, because what you had to do was definitely a faith walk. Yeah. Trusting God, when you prayed the prayer, God, take everything away. Yeah. Then you look around, you really don't have nothing according to the world standards. Thanks. So upping the faith to like, God, so if you took it away, you must go add something better.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But it's 90 days of transformation, prayers, application, things that people can do versus just, okay, you want me to read a scripture and now what? Because some of the listeners reading, I have a variety of people listening. I know I've got folks that don't even believe in God, right? So I know you wrote it for everybody.
Yeah, I did.
Some of my favorite chapters was day 10. unbothered so that you're not distracted.
Yeah.
And day 26, mm-hmm. about fake friends.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be easy to stay on the path of day 10 unbothered because you were talking about how you had to let everything go. You had to just be on this faith journey and you could not be distracted. Or if you were distracted, mm-hmm. how did that chapter unbothered come about? Mm-hmm. This is day 10, y'all. So you got to go get the journal. So I'm just telling y'all, I'm giving you one or two little nuggets of what's in it.
Yeah.
Day 10, unbothered, because that's such a, that's a hashtag, hashtag unbothered.
Right? Here's the thing. We all go through the feels, right? It's like during our day, right, we go through a whole bunch of different things. So you're going to have a lot of downs. You might have a day that was just horrible. You know what I mean? Or you have someone that is being led by the enemy that's, you know, trying to take you down, however it may be. And all these things have happened to me, right? And so it was a thing where you're going through a stressful and anxiety situation, and then you go to bed. You know what I mean? And then you wake up with all of that. You know what I mean? And as you go through your day, now you're kind of living your day in a fog because of your mind. You're like stuck in that and you're going, replaying everything. Well, if I would have said this in that situation, or this is making me so upset right now, right? And you're not really looking at what's around in front of you, right? And you miss a lot of things. And what I mean by missing is that knowing that you are blessed. The book is called Blessed Mode. But the thing about being blessed is knowing that you already were. It's called Blessed Mode. And the reason why I did that is because for me, I had to get into a mindset every day for me to get ready for my day. And for me to do that is to tap in with the Lord and tap in with my spiritual self, make sure my family is taken care of, my wife is taken care of. And having a hedge of protection over them in my prayer time and moving within my faith, right? And so it's one of those things where hurt people, you've heard that before, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then healed people heal people. So if I work on myself, I can help others and I can also help generations, generations after me because I'm telling my story. I'm taking time in the morning to work on myself. I'm taking time to repair the things that I might be thinking about saying, oh, I got this anxiety. I got the stress about this. But Lord, you know what's coming up. You know what's about to happen in my life. You know what's going on. So I don't need to listen to all the stress and the trouble. It's finding the peace. It's finding the Christ in the crisis. And that's why unbothered is there, because it's now you're saying, like, you're not going to go outside with your clothes, you know, off. You know, you prepare for your day, right? Mm-hmm. So when you, why wouldn't you take care of your spiritual self? You know what I mean? Cover yourself in the blood, cover yourself in the armor of God. Yeah. And in Blessed Mode, I used a video game analogy, right? Because the cool thing about Blessed Mode is that it's from a video game, because God mode in a video game is where the designers created God mode so that they can go into the game and see what's wrong with it. And so what happened was, is that consumers found that out, right? So when they find that out, what they started to do was play these codes to get into the game, right? And so I don't know if you played games before, like Nintendo Genesis, but...
Oh my gosh, I loved Contra
and
all that stuff. That was Nintendo.
Yeah.
We telling our age.
It's all good. So you go...
About the first ever Nintendo created.
Right? And they had a code on Nintendo that was up, down, left, right, start. Right. And when you did that, mm-hmm. it unlocked all these levels and all these things. So now the consumer knows what the designer of the video game knows. Right. So now they could jump levels and get through things. So if you look at that through believer, as us being believers, then now when you connect with God and he gives you the strength, the endurance, now, you know, the one that designed you, you know what he knows, you know,
and you can jump through levels and get through things.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You have been very transparent about depression, anxiety, mm-hmm. and addictions. Yeah. And you even admit to like having suicidal thoughts, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm so glad you chose life, Kel. Mm-hmm. Millions of us are glad you chose life. Many people listening who are like, Michelle, I just don't know what to do. I want to give up. Yes, I'm so glad that God has made this transformation in Kel's life, mm-hmm. but I don't know if he's going to do that for me. I have jacked up. I have done horrible things. Mm-hmm. So I'm hopeless.
Yeah.
Pastor Cal, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you say?
I will say this. Here's the thing. Because I've done some horrible things. I've been hurt before. I've been to the point where I felt hopeless, right? And wanting to give up. And the thing about it is that I'm telling you, live. We were all born for a purpose, okay? You might can't see it right now. And that's the thing about it. When you're going through it, it's like it hurts. This pressure, it hurts. So you don't know what I'm going through. So it hurts, right? But if you go through it, right? Like, man, a lot of difficult roads lead to beautiful destinations, right? So as you're going through this pain, understand this is that God is preparing you for your next level of life. So don't give up. Because if I would have did it, I would have never met my beautiful wife. I would have never had my younger kids that I have right now. I would have never been able to see this growth and look back and go, wow, now I know why I got through it, because now I can help somebody else. That's the whole point about it. Because when I was going through it, it was like, no, but now I understand as I look back, you gave me a breakthrough, Lord. You gave me a breakthrough. Like in every emotional wall, there is a divine breakthrough. We just have to focus and go, okay, I'm loved. Like affirmations, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of times we have people talk about affirmations. Say things about yourself, you know, the beautiful things about yourself. But when you're in pain, though, when you're going through it and you're going through pressure, you're going through it, it's like it's hard to talk. And that's when the enemy tries to attack, when you're fatigued, when you're going through pressure, drinking, smoking, whatever you may be doing, that's when he attacks. He did it to Jesus. Okay, let's think about that for a second, right? There Jesus, right before he was about to get on the cross, he said, man, he's sweating blood. Jesus is sweating blood, right? And the devil came to bother him. Hey, jump off this mountain. I bet you could do that. It's all good. Go do this. I bet you could do that, right? I'm not going to tempt my father, right? I'm not going to do that. He stayed within the word, right? So here's the thing. This happened to me recently because the thing about it is that mind, that's the challenge every day. Just because you're a pastor doesn't mean that you're not going to have to deal with renewing your mind daily, because things come up. Pressure comes up. So I got into a point where I was going through something and I was like, man, this is crazy. This is making me crazy. This pressure is, woo, man, this situation is just. And as you're speaking that, you're going, well, I'm just frustrated. I'm just speaking the frustration I'm having. But if you're saying you're crazy, this is making my mind crazy. My body just hurts. I'm ached about this situation. You're saying all these things, words have power. And within that, what it can do is break you down. Within you, you could start going crazy. You know what I mean? You can start feeling like, oh, I feel bad. So what do I do at that point? And in that moment, I thought, okay, just as there are good affirmations, there are also bad affirmations, right? There are bad affirmations. And those are things that the enemy wants us to speak, because our words have power, right? And then before you know it, you start doing things or fall back in your old ways. And the thing about it is that at that moment, just like Jesus did, you got to speak them good affirmations. So even if you say it, it's not like you're a horrible person. It's like, I'm going crazy. I'm stressed out. I'm this. Remember, that's the whole point, is the remembering. So then you go, oh yeah, I can't stand this, but the Lord said that he's not going to give me too much that I can't stand. So I can get through this. I have strength. I have endurance. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Now you're doing the good affirmations. It's replacing the negative in the moment. It's really about being consistent of remembering who you are in Christ Jesus. Now, you said there's people that's watching that might not be believers, right? But the thing about it is, this is why I created Bless Mode, because I wanted Bless Mode to be a daily devotional, because devotionals help me within my life. So as I was going through things, when I didn't have the evangelist, it was like, okay, well, where can I reach out to? And I've read a lot of different devotionals in my busy time. I read devotionals and it was like, I can just read this one thing, you know what I mean, and pray, and it opens a door, right? And that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Let it be open into your life. Try it, okay? Try speaking good things about yourself, you know?
Just try. Yes. That is so true.
Try it.
Just try.
Yeah.
And Folks, just because you decide to say, you know, I do want to open my heart to God. Mm-hmm. I am going to do this 90-day devotional. Yeah. That does not mean that tribulation will not come. But when you do have God in your life, I feel like he just somehow gives you peace in the midst of the tribulation.
That's the point.
And that's how we grow.
Yeah.
That's how we're strengthened. And their tests will come because it also show you, okay, you still need healing in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you still disobedient in this area. You don't know how to listen. Sometimes that be my issue. Ow! Be listening. And to those who are listening, if you feel like you want Kel's 90-day devotional, please send me a direct message to my Instagram that you have listened to this episode. And I want to send you Blessed Mode 90 Days to Leveling Up Your Faith. He didn't even know I was going to
look
do
at that.
That's just what I'm going to do because it goes beyond listening to this episode.
Yes.
Somebody might feel like they don't have the means. We might feel like it's just $20. It's just $25 to get this devotional. I'm going to make sure that you get it. All right.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
A comedian, and you've given us so much meat mm-hmm. right now. You've told us how to do this. You told us that God loves us. You told us if we put our faith in him, everything is going to be all right. Do people kind of feel like, okay, now you're too serious?
Mm.
Where is Good Burger at? Where is all that? It's like, where is the Kel from 1999 when we was on that All That Music and More tour?
Yeah.
It was Monica, 98 degrees. But it's kind of like, I don't think you've lost. You don't lose your humor. Mm. And I'm saying this because I asked you about depression and anxiety, what to say to somebody.
Yeah.
But you don't have to lose your swag.
That's right.
I don't think you did.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. That's the thing about it. I have not. And that's what's so beautiful about it is that you have to realize that's why I said earlier, God gave me that too. You know what I mean? And so when you go, and now when I go into a room, when I go into a studio, the thing about it is that everybody's family. So my main thing now is that, okay, well, who can I pray for? Now that I'm coming in the studio going, I'm gonna pray for you right now. It's like, it's saying that, who can I see that I could pray for? I'm meeting everybody for a reason. We're telling this story through this sitcom for a reason, to change someone's life, right? And for me, it's like, yeah, still be happy, still have that joy. I can't talk about joy and then I look like I've been baptized in some lemon juice. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, you don't beat all the time.
Right.
Like, you really, really have to have that joy and have that fun within it. And that's why, even with Blessed Mode, I wanted it to be very interactive. I use the video game analogies. I put the swag in there because of the fact that that's me. You know what I mean? That's just me. And I'm not going to change it and be super serious. Now, the topic is serious. Topic is very serious because we want to change. We want to help people. We want to change lives. I've had too many friends that have taken themselves out of here. And I've also had family members that were dealing with gang violence and things of that nature that are not here in, that are not here anymore. And then I have even my youth that I preach to that have done dealt with gang violence within the school hallways, and you know, kids shooting because of their mental health in the hallways and things like that. And so, but even in that situation, when that happened, I was doing Dancing with the Stars. And yeah, and as I was doing Dancing with the Stars, one of my kids in my church, her high school, there was a school shooting. So then I said, well, hold on, Whitney, I need to make this phone call and I'm going to make sure that I pray for her and talk to her family members. Right. So we did that. And they noticed in that moment, like, no, this is not just something I do on Sunday. This is a part of my lifestyle. This is every day. Right. And I'm praying people through and helping. Right. Then on that Sunday, what was so beautiful about this is that I lost one of my best friends when I was very young, and he saved me. Actually, he knew some of my friends had did something, and he was in a car with some people that wanted to do something to them for doing that. And they were about to do a drive-by on us in Chicago. Now here's what's deep about the church, because we were in the church, we were in the choir together, all these different things. He goes, No, don't do that. He literally said, no, don't do that. He told me what happened. He went, don't do that. That one right there goes to church with me. And he was like, I can't do that because my family, nah. And they listened to him, thank God. So then he told me this in the church basement. I remember we had church basement, just had choir. And he told me like, yo, this is what happened. Don't hang out with them no more. I was like, all right, bet. I won't hang out with them no more. I got you. So then years go by. Right. Years go by and he just kept, you know, going back to banging, back and forth with banging. We wanted him to stop. Right. All of the homies, we were like, yo, just change your lifestyle. You don't got to do it. And I remember I was out here shooting all that. And I got a call that he was murdered. And that right there, it tore me up. Right. It really, really, really did. But
I'm so sorry.
In the process of that. Right. As now I'm an adult and I've had time to, you know, deal with that. Right. But then now I'm sitting here looking at a young student and her friends have been murdered because of this gun violence, right? Within his hallway. And I look at it and I go, I am probably the one person right now that can relate to you in this room. I am so happy that I'm your youth pastor so I can tell you how I got through that. You know what I mean? And so you kind of look at it in the way of, yeah, I went through that. I went through some turmoil, but now you're helping another person that has been through what you've been through and you can help her heal. That's what I mean by heal people, heal people. You see what I'm saying? And so it's so important for me to be a big brother, you be a big sister to so many generations of us being, you know, out loud and ambassadors about our Christ. And doing it in a swag that we know, because like you said, with the 90s, I mean, Destiny's Child, y'all are swag. Y'all are, you know what I mean? Y'all created a whole bunch of things. And the thing about it is that when I listen to your music now, you still got that. You know what I mean? You still got that. You know what I mean? I listen to the music and it's like, and that's what's so beautiful about it. And yeah, I know I was getting deep, but I just said,
this has just been awesome. And we're thankful that you do what you do within ministry. Well, ministry everywhere, yes. Ministry within the entertainment industry, and then ministry out in the streets and in the church. And y'all, his devotional, Blessed Mode 90 Days of Leveling Up Your Faith, has four pillars. Simple: finding freedom in God's life-changing presence, experience God's power through prayer, recognize God's many gifts in your life, and to share the blessings you receive with others. Yes. And what I tell you, that's him. He's found freedom in God's life-changing presence. He experiences God's power through prayer. We know the many gifts God has given you. You recognize them, and I'm sure many more will be unearthed. Yeah. And you are definitely sharing the blessings that you have received. You're sharing them with us right now. And so I thank you so much. And I know people are like, oh, Kel, I'm so excited, but please don't leave the screen. Oh, we love you. Any new projects that we can look forward to, let us know. And then, like I said, I could talk to you for like 40 more minutes, but I know we got to go.
Yes. Well, we have Bless Mode, and then we got some surprises with Bless Mode that we're doing that is going to be super big. Target is doing a big thing with Black History Month with it. I don't know if I can say it right now, but Pub's probably going to be like, what you doing? But we got something fun with Bless Mode.
Simone, we're not going to get him in trouble.
We got something fun with Bless Mode we're doing. But my new show, Deliciousness, we're in our third season. That's on MTV. Excited. Shout out to all the fans that have been watching that and watching the show. It's a spinoff of Ridiculousness.
And we're Deliciousness. Yes.
And we're in our third season. We start shooting in March, so we're super excited about that. It's just awesome. And so it's a lot of fun things we're going to be rolling out this year and next year as well. And
Y'all, I'm so excited. Thank you for checking in, Kel. And like I said, you guys that are listening who want his book, Blessed Mode, 90 Days to Leveling Up Your Faith. The reason why I know you listen is because I know my DMs are going to be packed with people who want this life-changing book. So just DM me. All I need is a name and an appropriate mailing address, and we will get this out to you. Kel, come back anytime.
Sure.
I don't care what it's about. Just come on back in.
I will.
Okay. Okay, we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Oh, y'all, Kel Mitchell is so layered. This podcast probably could have went on at least 2 hours because there's so much to unpack, but I'm respectful of his time. I'm respectful of y'all's time and attention spans because sometimes when you're, like I said, to me, it's amazing, but sometimes listening and listening on and on and on to something can be a bit much, but I want him to come back so that we can have a part two. His journey has been incredible, one of redemption, one of faith, one of heartache. In the book, he talks about fake friends. He talks about betrayal. He talks about so much. He's been through it all. Y'all, we're all human. We all go through things, but I really think that it's about how we come out. And you come out on top, standing and trailblazing in the area of your calling and your purpose. No, everybody's calling and purpose will not end you into being a youth pastor at a church, but it should end you into helping somebody along the way. So I'm so excited about his journey and path. When I'm in LA next, I hope to get out to the church that he ministers at. It sounds like an amazing ministry. And so I love having guests where every guest is multifaceted and so different in walks of their faith. And so whether you believe or whether you're a believer in Jesus or not, that we all have open minds. And I'm so excited about my listeners. Y'all seem to have open minds and just kind of listen. And thank you for your feedback. Thank y'all for checking in. Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.